Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Are looking for a new job? Nearly half of us are. Grocery mergers in courts. Is your street dark? It's the copper thieves. New idea to try and stop those. But first, a crime alert over on the west side.
Yep, on the west side, LAPD thinks the burglars hitting the west side of Los Angeles, Bel Air, Brentwood, places like that. There's even an alert that has been issued by the police. Big meeting this week. Let's get the latest live from our John Baird.
Well, I was just looking at that list of places the thieves have hit, the neighborhoods, Beverly Glen, Beverly Wood, Pacific Palisades, Bel Air, and here in Brentwood, just to name a few. They're targeting these upscale areas, of course, trying to score cash and jewelry and luxury goods like purses. Detectives think it's the work of a team of burglars, 2 to 4 of them wearing gloves and masks and disabling home cameras with Wi-Fi jammers, even using radios to communicate. Now, we know that in Encino, they were breaking in through the back doors. In these West Side cases, they seem to be finding a way up to the second floor where they smash in through the glass and crawl in. I talked to a doctor who lives in the area. He's heard about the break-ins.
I mean, crime in LA is up to where it was in the 90s, you know, and it's very unfortunate because I grew up on the West Side and I can't believe what's happening. And yeah, I mean, people are going to just go do whatever they want, repeat burglaries of the same place I see on the news.
The word is getting around the Brentwood Homeowners Association and the Community Association. They're going to have a Zoom meeting on safety for the area at 5:30 Wednesday in response to this burglary surge. Now, Mike and Vicky, burglars also got into a home in Brentwood Friday night. They escaped with some stuff, and three masked suspects were seen on surveillance video in Bel Air on Saturday trying to break into a home, but they were scared off by officers responding to the call.
John, thanks. There is a self-defense store in Van Nuys, sells those non-lethal weapons. It got broken into, second time in about a week. Van Nuys near Raymer overnight. Somebody smashed through the window to get inside. Not clear how much they got away with. Last week, several people broke in, stole a bunch of guns. They used kinetic projectiles or gas. Those Byrna guns, have you ever seen those? Owner telling KCAL News, just frustrating.
It's getting just worse. The only difference is we used to see it once a month. Now we see it once a day, once a week, twice a week.
He says they took their sweet time going through the storage in the back, didn't even care that the alarms were going off.
A lot of streets in L.A. are dark. The lights are out has to do with the wire thieves. And tomorrow, Los Angeles could begin exploring a solution that doesn't involve more cops.
Solar-powered streetlights. Are they potentially the solution to dealing with the ongoing copper wire theft across the city of Los Angeles? There have been, you know, more than 80 arrests of people suspected of stealing copper wire, L.A. DWP infrastructure. In many cases, they steal it, and streetlights, they're dark at night, leaving many streets unsafe. Well, this week, the Los Angeles City Council could vote to explore the feasibility of solar-powered streetlights as a response, a direct response to outages due to copper wire theft of LADWP infrastructure. If this is approved, it won't happen overnight, but over time, solar-powered streetlights could be installed first in Sherman Oaks, Studio City, and LA's West Side.
That is our Craig Figner.
Looks like the Democrats are going to pass a bill to make California the first state to help undocumented immigrants buy a house. Unclear if the governor's going to sign it. Politico says this proposal would make them eligible for up to $150,000 in state-supported loans. Democrat out of Fresno who wrote the bill says applicants need to have a tax ID or Social Security number to qualify. Comes as Vice President Harris and former President Trump battle over border security and immigration policy. Trump campaign spokesperson calling the bill fundamentally unfair but typical for the Democrats. Harris campaign declining to comment.
Big day for that proposed merger of the parent companies of Ralph's and Vaughn's. We're talking about Kroger and Albertsons. Execs from the chains will defend the deal. A merger plan at a federal court hearing starts today up in Oregon. FTC is sued to block the merger, saying it would get rid of the competition, raise prices, and erode worker pay and benefits. Companies say the deal would help them compete against the bigger companies like Walmart and Costco.
You want a new job, a bunch of people, and plan to look for one in the next 12 months. Numbers down from a year and a half ago, but still nearly half of us want to go look for something. Bankrate senior economist, the economic analyst Mark Hamrick, says a third of people, almost a third, they want to work for themselves.
29% of American workers say they're likely to start their own business in the coming year. And I think that's quite remarkable.
Some generations more likely to be on the hunt.
Those who are most likely to search for a new job are younger workers. That's 64% of members of Generation Z, those age 18 to 27, and 52% of millennials, 28 to 43 years of age.
Says the rest of the people, they just want to raise. 20 minutes of nonstop news brought to you by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. First debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump about 2 weeks away. If it happens, they're having some disagreements on how that thing should be run. Also, the congressional probe into the assassination attempt of the former president, that continues today. We're live now with CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
Scotty Mack, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
All right. So the muted mics, are they going to work this out?
I don't know. This is as fragile as an eggshell at this point, Vicky. I mean, Trump is dunking on the idea of the debate last night in the Truth Social post. Now they're debating over the rules. And Vice President Harris's campaign was not subtle with their response over this muted microphone, dunking on Donald Trump's campaign in the process, saying in so many words that we suspect Trump's team hasn't even told their boss about this dispute because it'd be too embarrassing for him. This is just going to fan the flames of a fire. It's burning pretty good now.
So do they want them on all the time? Who wants what? Because last time they were muted and people said, well, that was better for Donald Trump.
A total role reversal. It was the Biden team who wanted muted microphones at the first debate to prevent chaos. And then the Trump team, I guess, reluctantly went along. Now the Trump team wants the muted microphones and the Harris team wants them unplugged. It's anybody's guess how that plays out, but it's interesting role reversals, the different teams pushing for different things. I think this gets worked out because I think both sides risk looking very bad if they're canceling a debate for America over microphone protocols.
Do you think we get all two or three or whatever? We just get the one out of these two?
Usually, whoever's losing pushes for more. And the person winning has the leverage here. I would think if it doesn't go as planned for one side on September 10th, they'll want more. If it ends up where it is right now, it's a coin flip, draw, difficult race to handicap anybody being a favorite, maybe one and done. Nobody will be pushing aggressively for another crack at it.
We in the media spend a lot of time talking about the debate and the details surrounding it, but there are analysts who say it really doesn't make these debates much of a difference when it comes to swaying voters. So what's the thinking for this debate and the others going forward? Is it going to sway those independents?
That's a real good point, because the June 27th debate, which was more impactful potentially than any debate in our lifetimes, wasn't an issue of swing voters. It was Democrats bailing from President Biden after the June 27th debate. So the maxim holds. This may not be able to swing that very narrow group of independent voters, but it really is the last tentpole event that will get America's attention between now and November 5th, in which both candidates will be part. It's the last potential large-scale game changer. So that has the prospect of impacting some independent voters. But if you are undecided on August 26, 2024 over Donald Trump, I'm not sure what moves you one way or the other.
What are they learning there in Congress about what happened in Pennsylvania?
They're on the ground in Butler, Pennsylvania this afternoon, a House task force trying to figure out what went wrong, how to prevent it again, and what potential changes need to be made at the Secret Service. Usually these task forces are dry as a desert, but this is the only investigation into the assassination attempt, Mike, that has to wrap up by December when this Congress ends. So this may be the first set of comprehensive results we get from any of the many investigations.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland, thanks.
Airport up in Seattle has been struggling after a cyber attack, and a pilot had to go to the hospital after a crash in Santa Paula. Coming up, 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Somebody going to Burning Man has died. A woman attending the festival, EMT, tried to revive her yesterday, weren't successful, out with a statement saying thoughts and condolences going to the family and friends. Sheriff's deputies investigating have not released her identity, working to inform her family. Yesterday, opening day in the Black Rock Desert there in northern Nevada. Last year, 32-year-old man from Truckee died after he was found unresponsive. Coroner said it was drug intoxication.
Dozens of delays and cancellations at SeaTac this morning, all because of a suspected cyber attack at the Port of Seattle over the weekend.
Frontier is one of five domestic carriers whose reservation system is tied to that of the Port of Seattle. Several internationally based carriers like Emirates Airlines are tied to the port system too, a system that was struck by a suspected cyber attack Saturday morning.
This has impacted internet access to some of the airport systems, including our ability to send and receive data, including email.
Lance Little runs SEA Airport. He says they are working to mitigate the impact of the attack.
Oh, they got to do it all manually now when this stuff happens. And airport officials say no idea just yet when the system will be back up and running.
Pilots in critical condition this morning after crashing a single-engine plane in Ventura County. Yesterday afternoon near the Santa Paula Airport, plane went down in an industrial area. Small fire contained mostly the plane. The pilot was a man in his 20s from Santa Paula, only person on board, airlifted to a burn center in L.A.
Former President Trump has paid tribute to 13 American service members killed in that suicide bombing at the airport in Afghanistan 3 years ago today. Put a wreath down this morning at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington. Comes as the attack will be remembered here in Southern California. Here's our Art Sanders with that part of the coverage.
Among those who perished at the hands of an ISIS terrorist was 20-year-old U.S. Marine Corporal Kareem Nukui of Norco. In honor of his service, Norco's Fallen 13 Memorial Flower Garden is hosting a candlelight remembrance that begins at 7 p.m. The 2021 blast killed 13 Americans and some 170 Afghans at Abbey Gate, the entrance to Hamid Karzai International Airport. Among the dead Americans were also Marine Corporal Hunter Lopez of Indio, Marine Lance Corporal Dylan Marola of Rancho Cucamonga, and a U.S. Navy corpsman and a U.S. Army soldier. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The Republican ticket now vowing to oppose a nationwide ban on abortion.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance vows he and Donald Trump would not seek a nationwide abortion ban, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press.
He wants this to be a state decision.
Pushed by moderator Kristen Welker to say Trump would veto such legislation.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not supporting it as the President of the United States, you fundamentally
so
have to veto it.
But also on NBC, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
American women are not stupid.
She does not believe them.
We are not going to trust the futures of our daughters and granddaughters to two men who have openly bragged about blocking access to abortion.
Warren says Vance already sought the enforcement of an antiquated federal law that forbids the mailing of abortion supplies, including medication. I'm Jackie Quinn.
been a new wave of venture capitalists moving to invest more in women. And Bob Braille reports it's because of the energy they say is generated by the Harris campaign.
There's no denying the swelling of ground support for women around Kamala Harris. And venture capitalists such as Gayla Jennings O'Byrne, who heads up Walkstar, which backs women of color as well as men. She says as far back as 10 years ago, women were the fastest growing in business.
As we see women in other leadership roles, I think it is encouraging and inspiring, and it's showing that there is a place for women in business, women as CEOs, women as business owners, women as entrepreneurs.
She says women of color were highly involved in developing fiber optic cables, CCTV, caller ID, and laser eye surgery. When women are hesitant, she says, they give them the background of highly successful women. And she adds Harris has spurred on women from the start.
With her in that role of vice president, she's also been very supportive of small businesses and entrepreneurs and startups.
Jennings O'Byrne adds, when you give them the playbook, women know what to do to become successful. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Gender equality taking center stage in the U.S. today. It's Women's Equality Day.
The U.S. ranks just 43rd for gender equality worldwide, a figure to contemplate especially today, as this is Women's Equality Day. WalletHub.com ranked women's equality in this country.
We compared the states across three dimensions: workplace environment, education and health, and political empowerment.
WalletHub's Chip Lupo lists the states where women enjoy the most equality.
Hawaii, number one, followed by California, Minnesota, Maine, New Mexico, and New York.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
20 minutes of nonstop news. Israel and Hezbollah launching their heaviest exchange of fire over the weekend. After both sides signaled they were happy with the results, maybe the attacks are on hold for now. Does this prevent something wider? We talked to David Daoud with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the impact of the latest attacks.
Always a question in the Middle East, what's going to happen next? So are we, in your opinion, headed to a bigger war in that area, or could things improve a bit because of those recent strikes?
Well, it depends on what you mean by improve. I don't think, given what happened yesterday, that a war in the north is imminent between Israel and Hezbollah. But what we have is a resumption of the routine that has been the case in northern Israel since October 8th, where Hezbollah has been conducting daily attacks on northern Israel. And where there is about 5 kilometers within northern Israel that has been evacuated by something like 60 to 80,000 civilians, where the terror organization has succeeded in creating a buffer zone inside Israeli territory, an unprecedented situation in Israel's history.
Is a clue that something wider may not happen, though, that we have both sides saying, well, things went well. We came out on top for this one, because that sort of gives people an out. Maybe it's back to the status quo where it was, but it's not, oh, we got to hit them harder next time.
Well, Hezbollah did claim success. The Israelis claimed that they conducted a preemptive strike that was able to dent the attack that Hezbollah was trying to conduct yesterday. Hezbollah denied that their attack was a total success. Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah did leave open the option that if this attack did not accomplish the intended goals, that Hezbollah reserves the right to conduct a further retaliation down the road. But as things stand, it seems like they've calmed tensions, and messages were reportedly exchanged between Israelis and Hezbollah through interlocutors saying, we're not interested in escalation.
Colleges, including USC, getting back to their fall semester. We could see more protests now that kids are coming back on campus over that war and the impact on Gaza. And it's not as if people aren't trying to reach a ceasefire, but how do you achieve it in that area? And how much longer, in your opinion, might it take?
Look, I think it's complicated. Reportedly yesterday, Hamas rejected the latest ceasefire proposal, said these were different from the prior ceasefire proposals that they'd been more amenable to accepting. From the Israeli perspective, the issue is that Hamas is an unrepentant organization. They've said this throughout this conflict, that their intention is to survive, not just to survive and come to a permanent modus vivendi with the Israelis, a permanent ceasefire where no one ever attacked anyone ever, but one where they can take a nucleus of their forces, rebuild, and plan to attack Israel again in October 7th style attacks in the future. So from the Israeli side, this isn't acceptable. So they're saying we need to get rid of Hamas. We need to have security guarantees in Gaza that prevent Hamas from rebuilding. And Hamas is finding this unacceptable.
Foundation for Defense of Democracies, David Daoud.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.